He's got more on all of this, John.
Well, Corinne, Rick, it is just after 5 a.m. in Israel, and at this hour, Israeli air defenses are intercepting incoming Iranian airstrikes. Now, Iran says it launched dozens of drones and ballistic missiles at the Jewish state earlier today. This video, captured in Jerusalem moments ago. Watch.
The war in the Middle East has officially escalated. For the first time in history, Iranian missiles have attacked Israel. With an Israeli retaliation imminent, many are asking, are we seeing the beginning of World War III? I'm Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, and we're going to see precisely what the various tripwires are that could trigger such a disaster and what measures are being taken to prevent such a cataclysmic catastrophe from taking place. Over the weekend, Iranian forces unleashed a barrage of missiles and drones on cities throughout the nation of Israel. Now, this marks the first ever direct attack on Israel by Iran from Iranian territory. The attack began on Saturday night and lasted approximately 5 hours. Explosions were heard in cities throughout Israel, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and air raid sirens were reported in more than 720 locations throughout Israel. Now, according to the Israeli military, their so-called Iron Shield or Iron Dome defenses intercepted the vast majority of the more than 300 missiles and drones. Video footage shows that the interceptions were certainly very impressive. And in fairness, that was to be expected, I'm sure, on Iran's part. So you have to wonder how many of those interceptions were dummy missiles. That's one of the ways of thwarting the Iron Shield. You send in a whole bunch of decoys to blow up and waste their air defense missiles and then send in the real thing after the air defense missiles have been largely fooled or depleted. And that's it. That's basically what Iran said they did. But U.S. officials are urging Israel to take the W, as it were, see the win in the interception success. In other words, rather than retaliate against Iran, Israel should embrace their defense success as proof that they don't need to retaliate. It's not even worth their time. Clearly, U.S. forces are trying to prevent a further escalation of this war. Now, if you don't know, 2 weeks ago, Israeli forces struck an Iranian embassy in Damascus, Syria, killing seven military advisors, including three senior commanders. The strike was a clear escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies, particularly in Syria, as well as in Lebanon via Hezbollah. The Syrian civil war has provided an opportunity over the years for Iran to expand its influence in the region. Iran has been a longstanding ally of the Syrian government. They've been a staunch supporter of President Bashar al-Assad, primarily due to their shared geopolitical and ideological interests. And Syria has served as a crucial link in Iran's growing regional influence, providing a land route for the transportation of weapons and supplies to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And so, needless to say, over the last 2 weeks, tensions have been very high in the region, anticipating a retaliatory response on the part of Iran. Now, in light of that, there is an admitted bizarre asymmetry in American foreign policy. State Department officials warned Iran that they had better not retaliate for getting bombed. Now, obviously, if the roles were reversed, if Iran had bombed an Israeli embassy and killed a number of Israeli senior commanders, obviously that would be considered an act of war, and then retaliation would be seen as completely justified by U.S. officials. So Iran made it clear they're not playing by these asymmetrical rules, right, where what's good for one is not good for the other and the like. So this retaliation over the weekend was expected. So now what's going on? What are the stakes involved with this war escalating beyond Israel and Hamas and now involving Iran? We're going to look at the two tripwires that could indeed trigger a conflict that goes way beyond the Middle East. But first, gang, you know, I am very passionate about the fact that we can't rescue our nation if we don't first take care of ourselves. And health starts with our livers. Now, if you think about it, we throw everything at our livers, right? Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. But thanks to today's sponsor, there's a very real solution to that. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement. It contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. It's manufactured right here in the USA, and it's approved by independent American doctors. And if you click on that link below, you can try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula when you order today. So don't let a fatty liver keep you sluggish and inactive, gang. As many of you know, I mean, this is personal. I myself recently lost over 60 pounds and can say it was one of the best decisions I made for my health. So now it's your turn. Click on that link below or go to getliverhelp.com/Turley and claim your free bonus gift. That's getliverhelp.com/Turley. Here's how you have to understand the geopolitics of the Middle East here. There are two major tripwires that Israel could end up inadvertently setting off here. Or another way of looking at it, there are two powder kegs that could easily explode in a military escalation in the region. The first involves what happens if Israel strikes Iran in retaliation for this weekend. If Israel strikes Iran, they will immediately incur the wrath of Hezbollah to their north in Lebanon. The reason for that is Hezbollah is a Shiite organization very closely allied with Shiite Iran. And so what that means is that most military analysts believe that a strike against Iran would almost immediately erupt into a two-front war for Israel involving both Iran and Lebanon. So, you know, a bit of an ace card that Iran holds is they know that if Israel strikes them, they in effect strike Lebanon as well, which places Israel firmly in the wake of a two-front war. But it doesn't stop there. If Israel enters into war with Lebanon, that itself involves its own unique powder keg. That is its own unique tripwire. Iran, admittedly, has a very contentious and ambiguous relationship with the larger Arab world. And that's for two reasons. First, they're Persians. They're not Arabs. And secondly, they're Shia. They're not Sunni. So the alliance with the Shiite Hezbollah in Lebanon is not an ethnic-based alliance. It's a sectarian alliance. But that's not the case with Hezbollah and the wider Arab world. Hezbollah and Lebanon are Arabs. And so the ethnic ties to the wider Arab world would be inflamed in the event of an Israeli attack. And here's the key. You've got both sectarian and ethnic allegiances inflamed, triggered as a result of a single attack against Iran by Israel. Again, this is the reason why the U.S. State Department is saying to Israel, yo, guys, take the win. I mean, we've got the video. The world's seeing that you shot down the vast majority of the missile and drone strikes. So let's keep it at that. Now, of course, Israel is calling Iran's attack an act of war, and they're promising a retaliatory response. So we'll have to see what happens there. But one theory here that began with the bombing of the Iranian embassy in Damascus a couple of weeks back. One theory here is that Israel is actively trying to drag the United States into this war, particularly against Iran. They want the U.S. to provide the deterrence from other Arab nations getting involved in a multi-front war against Israel, while at the same time, both Israel and the U.S. wipe out their common enemies in the region, right? Let's get rid of Hamas, Hezbollah, let's get rid of Iran. So I'm sure the Houthis in Yemen might get dragged into that as well. But here's the problem with that. Iran has the clear sympathies of Russia and China. Ever since the eruption of the Syrian war, civil war back in 2011, Iran and Russia have grown very close. Russia and Iran have coordinated joint military activities. They've shared intelligence in support of the Assad regime's military operations. The Russian military provided air support to Iranian-backed ground forces, facilitating their offensive against opposition groups and terrorist organizations, including ISIS. In return, Iran allowed Russia to use its air bases for conducting airstrikes in Syria. So they're very close. The alliance between Russia and Iran has grown very strong indeed over the last decade. And Russia may not sit idly by while Iran is getting attacked, especially if the U.S. forces get involved. They will certainly, at the very least, supply weapons, money, intelligence to Iran. And China, of course, has grown extremely close to Russia, declaring a limitless alliance between their two nations, with Iran becoming one of the most recent members to join their economic alliance known as BRICS. So what all of this means is that Iran is not the isolated nation it was a decade ago. Iran now belongs to both the SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and BRICS Plus, along with Saudi Arabia and UAE. In other words, Iran has friends, lots of them. And their friends have a lot of formidable and economic military strength, with China and Russia being the two biggest. And so those two tripwires, those two powder kegs of ethnic and sectarian alliances may not just engulf the whole Middle Eastern region into a massive war, it could engulf the entire world as well. I do think at the end, cooler heads will prevail here, as they have thus far prevailed in the Ukrainian theater. That conflict has not escalated beyond that region, and I think we can expect the same to happen here as well. But the stakes are indeed far higher, and the tripwires are even more devastating. So let's pray that the situation in the Middle East remains contained. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized, but you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.